Welcome to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show, presented by Blog Talk Radio. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Crossroads Sports Radio, April 30th, Monday. How's everybody doing out there after that awesome weekend in sports, unless you're a freaking Pacers fan here in Indianapolis? I'm your host once again, Brandon Reif. If I sound a little weird, it's a little bit of a head cold slash allergies right now. So trying to bear through that, but kind of a late night edition podcast here, 9:30, or a radio show here at 9:30 this evening on a Monday night. And we've had a lot of things happen this past weekend. We had the Pacers on Friday night's game and Sunday night's game, or Sunday afternoon's game. We had the Romeo Langford announcement earlier tonight. So it's been an interesting day for the state of Indiana in general. So kind of looking into things, the Indiana Pacers, unfortunately, if you lived on a rock, you didn't know. We'll remind you, the Pacers did lose to the Cavs by four and lost to the Cavs 4-3. Cleveland moved on to the second round, and they will be taking on Toronto tomorrow. Is it tomorrow or Wednesday? One of the 2 days they're going to be playing on Toronto. So Toronto will be a good formidable opponent for Cleveland, but I do think Cleveland somehow forces it to 6 or 7 games again. LeBron is tired, he said, so we'll see. But our Indiana Pacers, nothing to hang your hat on. Yes, we can blame the officiating. We can blame it on, you know, we got some good calls and we got a majority of the bad calls. LeBron can do what he wanted in the paint anytime he wanted. So unfortunately, that's the way that happens. The Pacers and themselves, Victor Oladipo stepped up there. He played very well. DeMont played well towards the end. Miles Turner on the bench, and we'll kind of get into that a little bit. A little shocked how much he actually sat the bench, and Lance Stephenson really in the fourth quarter did not come out hardly to play. So, yes, we looked pretty good. Should have won the series. We are the better team. The Pacers are the better team in the series, but LeBron and them got it done. So props to them moving to the next round. So currently kind of going on right now as we do this, it's Boston 59, Philly 50 here. The third quarter started a few minutes ago. And it should really be a good series. I've got Philadelphia winning this one over Boston. I think I'm taking Philadelphia out of the East now to go to the NBA Finals. So should be interesting for that. The Indiana Pacers. So let's talk rosters real quick. And I'm sure we'll talk about this as the season continues to finish up. By the way, if you do want to call into the show, the area code is 929-477-3331. That's 929-477-3331 if you want to call into the show. So let's look at the Pacers roster for this next year. $75 million currently on the cap for next season. Pacers have the fourth lowest payroll, which was interesting this year. So the fourth lowest payroll took on the number one highest payroll with Cleveland. So that was interesting to see there. But the Pacers do have some decisions to make when it comes to this offseason. There's a list of 7 easy decisions as well. Thaddeus Young has a player option for $13.7 million. If he decides to come back, I think he'll pick that up. Indiana needs to keep Thaddeus Young. He was really the only bruiser that they had this season in there to play. Corey Joseph, $7.9 million option for him, player option next year. I think Corey Joseph will come back. He was a serviceable point guard for Indiana coming off the bench, and he actually stepped up a lot during the season back when Darren Collison was injured. So I really like to see Corey Joseph come back to the team. Lance Stephenson's got a team option, for $4.3 million. So it's up to the Pacers if they want to bring Lance back again or if they just want to ship him off. I think without hesitation they're going to bring Lance back, especially at that cheap dollar, $4.3 million. I don't think there's anything really to worry about there. $0.6 million option. I think Indiana will definitely pick up DeMontis. They love him, and I love him. The way he battles out there, I know the fans do as well. Al Jefferson, $10 million team option. No way. You got to dump that contract. You could have traded him earlier this year. Nobody wanted him, and you just didn't want to dump it. But $10 million for Al for next year, no way. We can spend that money somewhere else on somebody good. And then Joe Young, happy trails to Joe Young. You, my friend, are going to be leaving us. Team option for $1.6 mil, but we can definitely find a serviceable point guard in there inside of Joe Young who barely saw any of the court. He was one of those 30-30 guys. You're up 30, down 30 with a minute to go. Joe Young got his playing time. So, and let's not forget, speaking of bad contracts like Al Jefferson's, Monte Ellis, we're still paying him. Yes, we have four more years to pay Monte Ellis, and that's going to be a $2.2 million contract for the next 4 years that the Pacers still have to pay to equal out to that $11 million contract. So, interesting tidbits there for the Pacers to decide. I think they do pick up, I think Thad and Corey both decide to come back to the Pacers. Lance Stephenson will pick up that auction, DeMontis as well, but Jefferson and Young, happy trails. It's been nice knowing you, but the Pacers will have to strike in that offseason free agency class. I think one guy I've been rallying for is J.J. Redick. J.J. of the 76ers only had a one-year deal for $23 million, but if Philly doesn't try to bring him back, which I don't see why they would not, Indiana should definitely strike on it. They need some point another person to do some three-point shooting out there besides Bogey and Victor here and there and Collison. You need that surefire guy, and J.J. Redick would be that guy to do that for the Pacers. Let's talk about the Indiana Hoosiers, how good they're going to be next year. Earlier tonight, Romeo Langford announced that he is going to be playing basketball next season at Indiana University. Press conference at about 7 o'clock, had about a half hour long. So we had some guest speakers, his minister, his dad spoke, the athletic director, his head coach. Then they did about a 4 or 5 minute tribute video, I guess, to Romeo. And they did announce they're going to retire his jersey at New Albany. So, but Romeo came up. He announced he intends to continue his education and ball playing career at Indiana University. And there were large roars into the New Albany gym there tonight. Yeah, a little bit of that, a little bit of hoot and hollering. So. But Romeo is going to go to IU. That instantly jumps Indiana up big time into the Big Ten picture. Not all the way, because they still have work to do with the guys they have. But I think it definitely puts them back up in that top four of the Big Ten for next season. If you look at IU with that recruiting class now, they actually jumped up to number 7th ranked overall for their recruiting class. So that was huge when Romeo signed. And that is the number 1 recruiting class in the Big Ten for 2018. So the Hoosiers going to get the number 1 recruiting class. And interesting, you know, the Big Ten's actually got 10 teams ranked in the top 50 for recruiting classes for this season. So run through the order. You got IU, number 7 overall, Michigan, number 10, Maryland, number 12, Michigan State, 13, Illinois, 14, 12, 13, and 14 right there. Northwestern, 24th, Ohio State, 27th, Rutgers, 40th, Minnesota, 48th, and bring out the tail end there of that large group, 49th is the Purdue Boilermakers. So looks like Matt Painter decided to spend more time on this year's past team than trying to recruit for the future. So a little worried for the Boilers next year, but they got Carson Edwards, which it's a good role. It's a good star player to build yourself around. So, but yeah, Romeo Langford decided to go to IU. I kind of thought he would go to Vandy, but once the tea leaves started reading that he was going to have the announcement in his home stadium arena, friends and family and community invited for free. The kid cannot say no to IU in front of everybody. God, there'd be a mob after him after what he'd be doing there. So he'll go to IU. He'll probably do pretty well this year. Could win freshman player of the year. And he's going to go to the draft. Hate to say it, IU fans. He is going to be go one and done, most likely. Right now, he's ranked in the top 10 for NBA mock drafts for 2019. And with this day and age of injuries, you've got to go pro whenever you get a chance to. You got to hit that financial security. I think Romeo does done, and we'll see what he does in the pro level. You know, I think he's got a lot to work on. Will he advance to the pros? You know, will he make an impact immediately? Maybe, maybe not. He is pretty small still, but for the NBA, but he can definitely hone in on work on his skills there at IU and see how he can improve himself. And he'll got himself a good roster coming in. Robert Phinisee as well, another freshman coming in there for Archie. I mentioned on Twitter earlier, the honeymoon is over for Archie Miller. It's just time to step up here. It's time to, you know, honeymoon's over. You've had your role players. Now you're going to start bringing some recruits in. So these fans and this community and this state are going to expect you to start winning. If you don't win, well, you can ask Tom Crean what happens with that, because he got ran out of here. So I don't think Archie will get ran out in 1 year, but he definitely needs to show improvement from last season's disappointment. They definitely need to make a NCAA tournament here and maybe to the second round of the second weekend of the NCAAs. And I think that'd be considered a successful season for the Hoosiers. We're going to go quickly to a quick ad, and then I will be back, and we'll kind of talk a little bit of Kentucky Derby, continue on the Pacers, and, you know, the Colts, the NFL draft this past weekend. So we'll be back here in a moment. Hey guys, coming downtown for a night on the town, that big sporting event or that concert, be sure to stay at the Omni Severn Hotel, located at 40 West Jackson Place, for your hotel accommodation needs. Look us up at www.omnihotels.com or 1-800-THE-OMNI for your accommodations. While you're there, be sure to check out the 1913 Restaurant, the Wine Thief, and the Severin Bar for your entertainment options. All right. Thank you, Omni Hotels. If you get a chance to stay down there, it's a beautiful hotel. I, myself, have my job there as well, so... But built in 1913, great place to stay. The heart of everything. Very close to Bankers Life Fieldhouse, very close to Lucas Oil Stadium. So if you get a chance, go out there and check it out. All right. Also, tomorrow is May 1st. And typically that means that it's something big here in the state of Indiana and Indianapolis particularly. And that's the Indianapolis 500, the month of May. So today they had the first test session, open test out at the track. They had two sessions. 2 hours long, and there was 21 drivers out there today to race, and total laps combined, 1,820 laps were turned around the track today, the 2.5 mile oval, and the number one position today at a speed of 226 miles an hour was Tony Kanaan in the 14 car this year for AJ Foyt. Simon Pagenaud, Team Penske, ran a 225 for second, and Marco Andretti in the 98 car ran a 225.637. Today. Tomorrow is the second day of testing. There'll be two more sessions. It is expected that Danica Patrick will be out there to turn some laps tomorrow. So it'll be interesting to see how she does getting back into the race car and how well she does. This is her swan song. This is her final Indianapolis 500. So we'll see how she does. Total laps for the day. Joseph Newgarden ran 125 laps. Those laps were kind of inflated a little bit due to the fact that they did do a test for his like a windshield wind film. That way they're going to probably do that to improve safety in the cars. That way if the driver gets hit with debris, they won't get hit by debris if they hit this windshield type thing. So he ran 125. Will Power ran 113 laps, and Helio 109. So and Pagano 108. So Team Penske was definitely out there today in all four cars, getting turned over 100 laps each for that. So second test sessions tomorrow, next weekend, not this weekend, but the following weekend will be the Indy Grand Prix. And then practice will start on that Monday or that Tuesday. I think it's that Tuesday for the Indianapolis 500. Then the rest of the month will be practicing and then qualifying for the race. So things are starting to ramp up here in Indianapolis with the big race. Speaking of another race this weekend, the Kentucky Derby down in Kentucky, Louisville, Churchill Downs. Make sure you get your picks in. I will have a posting up later this week on who my ponies are that I'm going to take, who's your long shot, and who's the favorite to win for that. Also, this past weekend, we had the NFL draft. And the Indianapolis Colts had the number 6 pick. They went offensive lineman from Notre Dame, which I think was a great pickup for them. They definitely need to improve that offensive line for Andrew Luck. And I think what that did was it showed that Andrew Luck, they're proven to him. He is their future. If Luck was hurt or so, they probably wouldn't have gone offensive guard, but they definitely want to go out there and try to protect him. So they had a good draft there, picking up their guys. The number one pick was Baker Mayfield going to the Cleveland Browns. And then the Browns went at number four, and you thought they would take Nick Chubb. No siree. They go defense, cornerback. So Cleveland Browns being Cleveland Browns. Could they have had Saquon Barkley and Baker Mayfield? Possibly, but I think the Jets would have probably took Baker at number three overall and would have had a chance. But Saquon goes number two to the Giants. And then Sam Darnold goes to the Jets at number three. So interesting there. But, you know, I think these teams will have a lot of star players here in the future. I don't know how many is going to play, especially these quarterbacks. But, you know, for instance, you look at my Pittsburgh Steelers. They had a great draft, I thought. They went out and addressed their safety needs. They went out and got the guy from Virginia Tech. Then they went out in the third round and got Oklahoma State number one wide receiver. And then they went out and got Mason Rudolph, the Oklahoma State quarterback, two or three picks later. There in the third, Mason Rudolph's got a cannon of an arm. I've been saying for the last 4 months that this guy needs to be drafted by the Colts or by the Browns, and that he had a laser arm that many NFL teams could use. And the Steelers went and got him. So he will be the heir apparent at some point to Ben Roethlisberger. I don't know if he'll actually play much this year, but he'll at least sit behind Landry Jones for 1 year as well and kind of learn and develop. And I'm sure he will overtake Landry at some point. So interesting there. Just kind of look over the comments we're seeing here on Twitter and such. Everybody looks like they're all congratulating Mr. Romeo on his commitment to the Hoosiers. We've got – we had a comment. I made a comment earlier a little bit ago about Archie Miller and the honeymoon being over. Well, I had a retweet back from Irish fan Sam that said, that's why Archie's building depth around these stars. The other guys are coming in are 3 or 4 year players. Combine that with one or two and a half every year, and that's a winning formula. Next year's class will be a top five in the nation. So some of the Hoosiers are thinking that this team could be a top 10 team next year. I've got Grandpa Ninja 91. Jeff Allen says Romeo will play 1 year, so maybe an NCAA appearance, maybe a Sweet 16, and then he's gone. So many people are on the fence of what they're going to do, how far these Hoosiers can go with these guys. Jonathan Burnsong says he should go to Ball State and would shock the entire Hoosier world. This was a couple hours before the actual announcement. And, yeah, it'd be something if he actually did go to Ball State. So I did see a lot of people complaining about Romeo as well, that the length of his announcement ceremony. You know, a lot of people are getting bent out of shape with that. You know, Romeo Langford stayed for hours after each of his games. He signed autographs for kids. He took pictures. And this was hours after a game, just lining up there. So for people to complain about that, you know, let him enjoy his moment. Let him do what he wants. He's been working his entire life for this. Let the kid live and, you know, let it move on there. So props to him. Hope he does well at IU. Not as good as at Purdue, hopefully, since I'm a Purdue guy. But so props to him. Let's see. If you do want to call in this evening to the show, we've got just a little bit left. Area code's 929-477-3331. That's 929-477-3331. Also, the Crossroads Radio Show will be uploaded as well onto iTunes under the Crossroads Sports Podcast tab. And we'll also be on the Crossroads Sports Facebook page. So if you want to play it back there, a lot of new things here. So we are definitely trying this. We did put up a blog the other night about kind of where we want to go with Crossroads Radio. We want to make it interactive with you guys, calling in, interact, and you know, talk with us about sports and things. You know, we got a late night episode here. Some of my buddies and people on the West Coast get to listen to it, call in if they're getting off work finally. And such. So we're looking to kind of definitely expand the place here. Basketball season's winding up, and we're going to go into the doldrums of the summer. NBA free agency will be big, and then next thing you know, we're going to ramp up with the NFL here in the fall, and then basketball again. So we'll try to do as many shows as we can. And when time when time allows us, I'll be obviously your host, and then we'll try to get some guest hosts as well to call in, and we'll talk whatever's going on in sports. So if you guys do want to call in, 929-477-3331 is the number. You're reading through some of our comments that we've got. Interesting to see. I did see this news topic. LA Dodgers, Corey Seager's having Tommy John surgery. He is done for 2018. So what kind of role that actually does with the Dodgers to hurt their chances to go back to the World Series. You know, I already didn't think they would make it back to the national or back to the World Series, but you know, this definitely hampers their defense, but they do have a great farm system. So it'd be interesting to see what goes on. Looking into some of the scores around the league right now, it's almost 10 o'clock here on Monday night. Looks like Tampa Bay Lightning are up 4-2 right now on the Boston Bruins with about 25 seconds left in the third period. So looks like Tampa Bay is going to win another game. Las Vegas, the Golden Knights, they're getting ready to play San Jose here at 10 o'clock. So in about 10 minutes, that will start. Cubbies are up 3-2 here in the top of the ninth. So it looks like they're going to get another victory. And there's a shootout at Fenway Park with the Red Sox up 8-5 over Kansas City, with Kansas getting more people, Kansas City trying to get some more runners on base for them to score. Looking at some of the other sports net headlines for the Pacers, you know, one thing is, you know, I saw Kevin Pritchard and he tweeted out that he's very proud of this organization, proud of the work with this team. Everybody was really great in the locker room. Nobody bitched and moaned. You know, I like what Kevin Pritchard's done. I have faith in what he's going to do this offseason to bring in the right guys. You know, spend the money to go get that guy that will, you know, come in there and be a forcer. They definitely have to improve that second tier, that second unit. That second unit was horrific at times. The Pacers had a chance to win this series several times, guys. Several times we had droughts of no scoring. We had terrible turnovers. We had a lot of turnovers. And when you had turn the ball over on the road, you don't deserve to win those games. And we were only 1 or 2 points away. You know, Cleveland's wins were 4 points or less every game. So Indiana, we had our shots. Yes, we blew them out twice at home, but or once at home, one on the road. But first off, you go in this position. So, but it'll be interesting to see how the Pacers do for this offseason, how where Kevin Pritchard and Donnie Walsh decide to go with the draft pick as well. I believe we have the 22nd draft pick this year in the draft, and I've seen a few mock drafts. They have Devontae Graham from Kansas, a shooting guard, coming to Indiana. They've got I've seen Grayson Allen coming to Indiana, and then I see the Vincenzo from whatever his name is from Villanova possibly going to the Pacers as well. So those are just some of the options I've seen. I also can see Indiana trading away the pick this year. So after last year's debacle and, you know, Indianapolis, TJ Leaf hasn't done as much as I thought he would do his first year. One person that's digressed this year, Miles Turner. I've talked to Corey and I've even told Corey that, you know, maybe we should end up looking at trading Miles Turner at some point, but the kid is 22 years old. He is starting to grow. So I do think we need to give him some time and see what happens. But the clock is ticking on what we can do with Miles. He is one of those finesse bigs. He needs to put on some weight. He needs to get a little more muscle and toughen up on the inside, because he tries to finesse anything on the inside when people go for those rebounds and stuff. And Tristan Thompson, them ate him alive this past yesterday. So we'll see what happens there. But we're going to take a quick break. We'll have another ads, and then we'll be right back. Hey, guys. Coming downtown for a night on the town, that big sporting event, or that concert, be sure to stay at the Omni Severn Hotel, located at 40 West Jackson Place, for your hotel accommodation needs. Look us up at www.omnihotels.com or 1-800-THE-OMNI for your accommodations. While you're there, be sure to check out the 1913 restaurant, The Wine Thief, and the Severn Bar for your entertainment options. All right, and we are back, closing up the show here shortly. If you do want to call in, the number is 929-477-3331. We will get another show later on this week when we get some more hosts. We just want to do a, I wanted to do a quick late night show to kind of recap the Pacers and the best of seven series that they just had with Cleveland. Unfortunately, getting knocked out. And then we did want to talk a little about Romeo with his decision tonight. Finally made a decision. And which is kind of everybody's been waiting in pins and needles. Now a few shoes will fit here and there where Vanderbilt now will kind of look, where Kansas will kind of go look and get some pieces. And IU, you know, where they're going to fit in. Romeo's going to step right in here shortly. And they're going to hit the ground running with that. So it'll be interesting to see. But I want to thank you guys for joining us this evening. If you do want to please share this with your friends, share it on Facebook, share it on Twitter. We're doing something new here. We want to keep it very interactive for everybody. And we'll have another show later on this week. Peace out.